talking about the word evidence, you know, when we say evidence, if we just use that word, a dictionary term would be that there has to be proof of something. You know, you go into a court of law and they bring charges, they have proof. Or a doctor or someone who's in a medical field may examine you to look for some proof of some symptom you say you're having. Or maybe they've diagnosed something. So they look for proof to prove what, you know, what they found. But when we say no evidence, then we're going to look at this from the spiritual side, no evidence, and today because of the blood. So when we look at Scripture, there, 2 Corinthians in the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 5:21, we talk about what we would call a divine exchange, where Jesus took something that we had to pay, and he took that for us in our stead, in our behalf, and then because of that, he paid the price for that. So in other words, if I was in jail and I was incarcerated, somebody took the punishment for me, and I was let go, but he took the punishment. So it wasn't the charge wasn't against him. So again, we see in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For God made Christ who never sinned." So he never sinned. "To be the offering for our sin so that we could be made right." Here's this divine exchange that took place. He took our sins and we took the righteousness of God. So here, we were made right with God because of what Jesus did for us. It was through Christ. So he identified with us spirit, soul, and body. So when he went to the cross, that redeemed mankind, spirit, soul, and body. Now, yes, we still have sin in this body, and it isn't until Christ's return that this mortal will put on immortality. But Romans 8:11 says, "But if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, he quickens and gives life to this mortal body." So even though we have this weakness of flesh, we can be made strong and confronted and overcome the weakness of the flesh through his life. So he didn't leave us out here to fend for ourselves, did he? Hallelujah. So he became like us, and we became like him, righteous. 1 Timothy 2, verse 6, it says, "Who gave himself a ransom for all." This is 1 Timothy 2:6. He became a ransom for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we talk about the blood, let's look at Ephesians 1:7, and then we're going to look at Colossians 1, which basically says the same thing. But when we look at Ephesians chapter 1, very familiar scripture verse, it says, "In whom," in Christ, "in whom we have redemption." How? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to what? The riches of his grace. So we've been redeemed through his blood. And he redeemed us spirit, soul, and body, because even the scripture says, when we serve him, we've been purchased. We are what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. But he said we serve him in spirit and, I believe it says body, right? In what? Right. But there's a scripture that says we're purchased. But Colossians chapter 1 in verse 14, it says the same thing. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. But I like the New Living Translation of verse 14. He did what? He purchased, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. So what does that mean? You're free. You're free. Why are you free? Because of the blood. I'll tell you, the devil knows it. You know, I'll share this. I'll share it in a way that doesn't expose someone. But this happened to me almost 40 years ago. I was a young man. Or let's put it this way, younger. I'm still young. And I feel young, but I was younger. But I remember I was sharing the gospel with an individual, just sharing like this. And it was flowing, just sharing. And this person, I didn't realize, was getting agitated. And there was no visible evidence of it. No evidence of it. And I'm just sharing the gospel. And as I'm standing here, it's like yesterday this happened. This person got up and jumped up in an instant. You didn't have time to think. It caught me by surprise. I didn't realize it. And this person got up right here. I'm going to do this on camera. He got right here, about 5-6 inches from my face, and beat his chest and said, "The devil lives in here." And these blood-curdling eyes, I mean, it got right here. And I mean, it was intense. And it happened that quick. And that quick, the presence of God dropped on me. I felt like a coat dropped on me. That's the best way I can explain it. It was like, it just dropped on me. It just was instant. It felt like I put a big overcoat on. And up out of my spirit, it came like a sword. And I looked at this person and I said, "I'm not afraid of demons and devils. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus." Just that quick. He did it quick and I did too. It just, boom. You didn't think that. You couldn't think that fast. You couldn't have thought up that. Because I didn't. It came right up out of here, out of this inner man. Just, boom. And you know what that person did? This is what they did. They literally turned their head and left the room. Because the blood. And the devil knows the power of the blood. Now, I don't go around doing that. But when the Spirit of God does something like that, and the anointing of God is there, it comes out like a sword. Just, you know, sometimes we read these accounts, you know, the devil took Jesus up on a pinnacle and this and that, and he said, "It is written." Oh, I can tell you what happened. He was a man anointed by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came up out of his spirit and did what? He had the spirit without measure, but the Spirit of God spoke through him like a sword. Oh, and the devil knew it. Just like when things are said from your mouth through an anointing, it's like a sword. So I just share that because it's something I remember. I remember what came out of my mouth. It was a sword, but it was talking about the blood. And boy, I meant it. When it came out, it's like, I'm not afraid of demons or devils. I'm protected by the blood. Hallelujah. But think about Hebrews. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9. You know, this is a great book here to talk about the blood. But Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12 in the King James, and then we'll look at the Passion Translation, but it says, neither by the what? The blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having what? He obtained eternal redemption for us. This redemption we have is what? Eternal. The blood is eternal. Hallelujah. And the Passion Translation, I like the way this says this. It says, and he has entered once and forever into the holiest sanctuary of all, not with the blood of animal sacrifices, but the sacred blood of his own sacrifice. And he alone has made our salvation secure forever. What made our salvation secure forever? The blood. The blood of Jesus. His holy blood secured our eternal salvation forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the price that Jesus paid to secure our freedom from Satan's ownership was his blood, his own blood. That's what the scripture says. We've been what? Delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. What delivered us from the power of them? His shed blood. His blood. His precious blood. Let's look at the New Living Translation of Colossians 1 and verse 20. It says, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. How much did he reconcile? Everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven on earth by means of what? Christ's blood on the cross. It's always because of the blood. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 10, in the New Living Translation, Hebrews 10, verse 19, very familiar scripture verse, says, we can come, says, and so dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place, heaven's holies, holy of holies. We can enter the most holy place. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. The blood gives us access. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And look for what? Help in the time of need. But how can we come boldly? See, some folks, that's why I say there needs to be faith in the blood. You are redeemed by his blood. That gives you the right to come boldly into his presence. Not begging. You're redeemed. Redeemed by his blood. Glory to God. But just think about this. They can put this up. This is a familiar scripture verse. 2 Corinthians 4:4 in the New Living Translation. See, this is why when you know the power in the blood and you know who redeemed you and that you're redeemed by his blood and you're protected by his blood, then you don't need to fear anything. You don't need to fear Satan and his demons. You don't need to fear sickness and disease. You don't need to fear because you are sealed by his spirit, but you're protected by the blood. Just think, what were the instructions for the Israelites? Put the blood on the doorposts so that when the death angel passed over, he passed over them. So you're protected by the blood. Hallelujah. So Satan doesn't want that understanding to get into your thinking. See, this is why I say we need to think about what we listen to, what we watch, what we put our eyes and ears on, because it can do what? It can affect what you think and how bold you are approaching God. It's not like, oh, God, please help me. It's like, no, Satan, you move in the name of Jesus and by the blood. So 2 Corinthians 4:4, see, this is why when I was sharing Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I've got to have faith and belief in the blood. But Satan here, what does it say? Satan, who's the god of this world, has blinded the minds of them who don't believe. Yeah, don't believe that God did go to the cross. Maybe not that he didn't go to the cross, but he redeemed mankind. Well, I don't know. I don't believe that. I think there's another way. We can just be good. Now, there's some that are teaching that. You know, if you just live a good life, you know, no, you go to hell. It's the blood of Jesus that redeems us and gives us access into heaven. That allows the life of God to come into us. But it says here, it continues, they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. But I would say this also. Satan can still blind the minds of Christians who don't believe in the power of the blood. So you need to be conscious of the fact of what the scripture says about the blood and what the blood did in you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So Christ, let's look at Galatians 3:13. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. How did he redeem us? Oh, through the blood. So it's the blood of Jesus that redeemed us from the curse of the law. So that's why when stuff comes on your body, you need to boldly approach the throne of God. You need to boldly say, in the name of Jesus and by the blood that has redeemed me, you leave me. In the name of Jesus, I command this sickness by the blood of Jesus to leave. See, because we are redeemed by his precious blood. Redeemed from what? Redeemed from the curse of the law. It says here, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He took What is this? What does Isaiah say? He bore my infirmities. Oh no, he bore my infirmities and carried my sicknesses. Sorrows, right, sorrows. But I'm thinking of Matthew 8:17. Himself took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. Hallelujah. So every form of sicknesses and diseases were included in the curse. Not just spirit and soul, but it was soulish and body. And if you look at, I think it's verse 61, chapter 28, verse 61, it says, every sickness and every plague not written in the book of this law is under the curse. So everything that hadn't even been come into the scene or on this earth yet, it was paid for by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus, now I just want to look at a few scriptures we're going to have to pick up on Wednesday, but when we talk about faith, living by faith, and our walk is charted by faith, we need to have faith in what? The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation 12, verse 11, very familiar scripture verse. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. How do you overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Hallelujah. Look at Revelation 5:9. Very familiar scripture verse. It says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us. Unto who? Unto God by thy blood. How we redeemed unto God? By his blood. And what does it say? Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. That's John 3:16. How God so loved the world, every people, has been reconciled or redeemed unto God by his blood. Hallelujah. I'm going to pick up again, but let's look at Revelation 19, verse 13. Talking about Jesus. And he was clothed with a vesture, dipped in what? In blood. And his name is called what? The Word of God. Oh, yes. Glory to God. So his blood is precious, and it's eternal and powerful, and gave us access, and says we have been redeemed unto God by his blood. And that's why I say the devil doesn't want you to, he tries to blind the minds of people that are lost or, you know, just don't believe. That's why it's important every now and then to talk about the blood. Oh, his precious blood. Glory to God. So when the scripture in Romans 12, Revelation 12, 11, when it says they overcame him, talking about the saints, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. This word overcame means to subdue or to conquer. When you overcome something, it means to get the victory. You overcame something. You overcame the devil. You overcame a situation. You overcame some mountain that you're faced with. You overcame that with the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By the blood and the word of their testimony. Glory to God. So when we talk about operating in faith and we talk about no evidence, all sin has been remitted and wiped away because of the blood. So because of the blood, there is no evidence. There's absolutely no evidence of sin against you. And if we miss the mark, what does 1 John 1:9 say? It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us and to forgive us of all unrighteousness. So if you stay in fellowship one with another, you are continually cleansed and protected by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the devil, I tell you, this thing about the blood for me, you know, and I guess it was that experience I had that sealed it for me. When you live through something and you see what the word spoken in faith coming up out of your spirit does to someone, or how that impacts or affects someone who's motivated by another spirit. You know, you hear stories about Brother Hagin when he said, you know, God showed him in the spirit some demon, and he said, you're going to have to go. You got to go in the name of Jesus. And he said that little imp would just whimper like a pup, like you beat it, and just left. That's how the devil responds, who's motivating people. That's why, you know, and there's other things that I've experienced similarly like this, where I've just used the name of Jesus and things changed. Because when you take authority over spirits that are motivating people, there can be change. Now, you can't command things. You know, I remember a minister was here, and he said God told him not to go in and do something, and he started to command the demon spirits that were influencing a group of people that had assembled to worship the devil. And he said, God said, they want him there. So you can't command him to leave. No different than somebody can come in here and command the Holy Spirit to leave. We want God's presence here. Now, yes, he's greater than the devil, but we don't have control over people's will. And when people want the devil operating in their lives, you can't command him to leave that person. Because they want that. They willed that. So you can pray and ask God to send someone across their path. But to command the devil to leave that person, I think you need to, that's why I say we need to get direction from God how to pray. Now that's another message, but today, how are we redeemed? By his precious blood. Because of the blood, we're redeemed. Because of the blood, we've been set free. We've been delivered from the authority and dominion of Satan in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this day for your precious blood that has redeemed us, protects us and works in our lives. And we thank you. And we thank you this day for your precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. So before we leave today, and we're going to just receive our offering, but I would be remiss if I didn't extend to those here and also those watching. You may not know Jesus in his saving grace, and maybe you believe that Jesus is the Christ. But you know, the scripture says that the demons believe that Jesus is the Christ. But one translation says they're still demons, because they're not going to confess with their mouth that Jesus is raised from the dead. That privilege is for us. We're speaking spirits. And so God has given us the opportunity to believe with our hearts that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and to confess with our mouth that he was raised from the dead. And so let's do that. And let's, if you haven't done that, and also I would just say, if you are born again, but you've gotten away from God, you can be cleansed this day and come back into right fellowship with God. How? Through the confession of your mouth and the cleansing blood of Jesus. So let's say this. Father God, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, that you sent him here because of your love for mankind to redeem us from our sin. So I believe that he did that. And I believe that when sin was paid for, he was raised from the dead. And I believe that. I confess that with my mouth. I ask you to cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Make something new of me. And I decree with my mouth that I am saved. Now, if you said that simple prayer, that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, he was raised from the dead, you're born again, you're in right fellowship with him. Glory to God. Praise God. And if you did that, just contact us, let us know, or let us know here that you did that. Just slip up your hand. We'll give you some free information when you leave today and let you know who you've become in Christ. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen.